Okay, so just allowing the sound of the bell to really invite you into a quality of restfulness. And taking a few full deep breaths. And on each exhalation, feeling if you can just really release and soften down into the contact with the ground beneath you. So feeling the support of the earth beneath you. Taking three full deep breaths. And you might even do a big sigh on the exhale. Everyone's muted, so nobody will hear you. And on each exhale, just softening, softening, softening to the body, knowing that you've arrived, knowing that you're safe. Just coming into relationship with how you feel the breath, just feeling into the breath. In. Out. In, out, in, out, and on the exhale, see if you can just really soften and release down into the contact with the earth. Feeling that support below. Almost as if this body can just rest in the cupped palm of the earth herself. Almost as if maybe the body feels as if it's part of the earth, so there's no separation between body and ground, it's just one thing. Feeling that rise and the fall of the breath in the body. So letting go of any way you're supposed to be, any way you're supposed to feel, and just feeling how you do feel. Just resting into that. Nothing to do, nothing to become, no way to be, just here, resting into how it is. And when we breathe in, we feel like a gentle energy infusing through the body, through all the cells. All the cells of the body. And then breathing out gently, releasing, inviting a quality of release through the whole of the body, the whole of the body. Softening in the mind as well as in the body. The breathing in. Feeling a gentle energy all through the cells of the body, and then exhaling, inviting a sense of gently releasing. In. Out. In. Out. So we're going to move through the whole of the body. Starting from the top of the head all the way down to the tips of the toes, inviting a sense of warmth and care through the whole body. So feeling like you're almost breathing into the top of the head. And see if you can feel a sense of a warmth like a warm sunlight. Gently shining down on the body, bringing some warmth and care to the top of the head. And so that quality of sunlight is like a warm, gentle presence. Trickling down over the forehead, warmth and care, tenderness and softness. Trickling down over the forehead, down over the nose. Still feeling the contact of the breath rising and falling in the body. And let that warmth and care move over the nose and spread out over the cheeks. Softening, softening over the cheeks, allowing the cheeks to soften and relax. And then that warmth trickles down from the cheeks over the top of the lip onto the lips, down into the tongue. Even the tongue releases into the mouth, softening, softening. That same warmth and care trickles down into the chin. Around the contours of the chin, relaxing the jaw and the chin. Softening, softening through down to the neck. See if you can feel that warmth and care as if it's a warm sunlight coming from the skies above. A loving presence, a warm presence, compassionate presence. Spreading through the neck, down into the mountains of the shoulders and over the mountains of the shoulders. Warmth and care, tender, loving presence down over the shoulders, through the top of the arms. Over the elbows, to the forearms. Warmth and radiance, acceptance and love moving through the body into the wrists and the hands, into the palms of the hands. What are the sensations of tingling in the hands? Can there be warmth and care into the palms of the hands, into the thumb, to the tips of the thumb, first finger, second finger, third finger, little finger, whole of the hands filled with this warm, kind attention. And if the mind's wandering, you can just take a deep breath, beginning again and exhaling back down into the chest area, the heart space. Bringing some warmth and tenderness to the chest space. Maybe breathing a few deep breaths into the heart space and then letting the attention trickle down into the torso. Bring that warmth and radiance into the torso, down into the belly. Feeling the breath in the belly rising and falling. Feeling the movement of the body and the breath in the belly. Bringing some warmth and care there. Down into the pelvis. Just breathing in some warmth and tenderness into the pelvis area. into the thighs. It's just trickling down. You can always imagine it something like honey, like warm golden honey trickling down into the thighs, behind the knees, kneecaps. If the mind's wandering, no problem. Just taking a deep breath again and then exhaling down into the shins, the calves, warmth and care, tenderness and love into the calves. Into the ankles, into the bottom of the foot, warmth and care. Acceptance and love into the big toe, second toe, third toe, little toes. The whole of the toes and the feet, all of the toes and the feet, warmth and care. Just feeling the whole body infused with this quality of caring attention. And if there's any area in the body which feels a bit tense, then we can just bring our care and our attention there. So maybe it's an ache in the shoulder or in the neck or in the back. And just noticing how we can bring that quality of softness, invite some ease. But there's nothing to do with it. There's no need to do anything with it. We can just gently breathe in some softness without trying to change it or fix it, just giving it some care. The same care we give to a child if they were hurting or upset, we can bring that quality of care to our own bodies. Softening, softening, softening. Allowing things to be as they are. Knowing that that's worthy of care just because it's here. Doesn't need to do anything to be worthy of care. And then just bringing now the attention to the whole body, so us kind of spreading out the awareness a little bit and feeling the whole body, the body as a whole, filled with this radiance and warmth. The whole body. See if you can rest the attention in the whole body. The whole body filled with warmth and radiance. And almost like there's enough of it now that it can radiate outwards to each other. Warmth and care to all the mums in this sangha. And it might even be able to radiate outwards and to stretch outwards into the world around us. So feeling the way the warmth and care can stretch out to the front of the body, past the front of the body. Like a wave of warmth and well-wishing radiates out from the front of the body out into the other mums here and out into the world. And then almost as if you can breathe into the back of the body, the back of the heart, the space between the two shoulder blades at the back of the body, and see if that warmth and care can radiate out from the back of the body, out into the sangha, out into the world. See if we can breathe that warmth and care into the right hand side of the body. Almost like the body's moving a little bit to the right. And that can spread out into the world and into the left of the body. radiating out beyond this body into the Sangha and out into the world. And out from the top of the head, into the skies, into the heavens, into the stars. See if that warmth and radiance can move like a wave of well-wishing out above us. And lastly, below us, see if that wave of well-wishing and warmth can move into the earth below us, down into the earth. And as we come to the end of the meditation, just in the last minute, you might want to feel again the whole body filled with this quality of our own care and warmth, radiating with warmth and care for ourselves, for all the other mums in the Sangha, and stretching out into the world, and just feeling how the body's feeling now in the last minute of the meditation, just feeling how am I feeling now? Is there something different? How does the body feel now? And we finish there.